Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Why is it always the N3? There's a crash southbound just after Galilee's. There's a crash northbound in the Geldnes interchange. Elandshaven northbound is a mess, and everything from the Buccleuch interchange southbound is a mess, and the R24 N12 link as well. The stretch between Galilee's and Germiston is awful at the moment. Please pack in some extra patience.
The Department of Correctional Services has confirmed the murder of one of the inmates at the Mangaung Correctional Center in Bloemfontein last month. The inmate Mpo Mkubeni's post-mortem confirmed that his death was unnatural. This is the same prison where murder and rapist Tabo Bester escaped from in April 2022. The presidency, meanwhile, says South Africa is finalizing a trade proposal to present to the United States. It's aimed at resolving tariff concerns and strengthening economic ties. So it will address tariff challenges on a sector-by-sector basis. It will be submitted to the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. Speaking of which, stock markets retreated today after U.S. government imposed restrictions on exports of key NVIDIA chips to China. It's being described as the latest trade war salvo between the world's biggest economies. So after a relatively peaceful couple of days on the markets, tariff-related volatility last week, investors were once again on the defensive today. Gold, a safe haven in uncertain times, rose above $3,300. That is for the first time. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 5.
We start off with some IPL news. The Delhi Capitals are up against the Rajasthan Royals in the 32nd match of this year's tournament. Fraser McGurk and Karun Nair, they failed at the top of the order, getting 9-0. Abhishek Poral and KL Rahul are the men at the crease at the moment on 31 and 14 runs respectively. And that's for the Delhi Capitals. As they get to 55 for 2 after those 6.5 overs. The Proteas have signed their first headline sponsor since 2020 after Cricket South Africa announced their multi-year partnership with Suzuki. The car brand will be the men and women's international team's partner. New Zealand centre Rico Ioane, well, he'll join United Rugby Championship side and Investec Champions Cup frontrunners Leinster for the 2025-26 season. Ioane is contracted to the Blues in New Zealand until 2027. But he's taken his option of the sabbatical to join Irish province for 7 months, and of course after the in November internationals. And Britain's Harriet Dodd, well, she issued an apology after complaining about her opponent smelling really bad and requesting the umpire to ask her to put on deodorant during a match in France. Dodd went on to lose the match 6-love and 6-3 to wild card from France Louis Basson. That was in the last 32 of the Open de Rouen, and here is the clip.
Can you tell her to wear deodorant?
I'll let that sink in. Holger Rune battled from a set down, and he beat Sebastian Baez 4-6, 6-1 and 6-2 earlier today as he reached the Barcelona Open quarterfinals. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.
J-Lo, yeah,
it's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the floor, darling. Get on the floor. Red
one. Let me introduce you to my party people in the club.
I'm loose. And everybody knows I get off the train. Baby, it's the truth. I'm like Inception, I play with your brain, so I don't sleep or snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused, no. Cause you will lose, yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck.
If you go hard, you got it.